KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, welcome to Center Jump Circle, folks, as we are here for the second game of this Wednesday Gold Medal competition, as it'll be B competition. Haynes and Yakutat, ball's in the air, and it's tipped away. And Haynes will have first possession. They go left to right. Tyler Swinton with the ball inside the lane. He'll work it back around. They go top of the key. He passes off to 21 Caicedo Franks, back to Swinton. Swinton on the left side. Now coming out from underneath is Kirby Faverty. Kirby back around. Oh, they tried to pass it to Kyle Flossman. Oh, and he lost it. That doesn't happen there. Oh, and they missed the bunny. As Yakutat got it away from Fossman at midcourt, went all the way down a half-court drive and up and in and misses. Now a bounce pass inside. We don't usually have this kind of basketball to start on the game between these guys. But right away we had a couple turnovers. Yakutat in black with red letters. They're going to go down left, long three. Up, and that's going to be the first score of the ball game as Yakutat will lead a three score of 3-0. And that goes to Arthur Adams, who gets a three from right out about 5 feet past the top of the key. Now we go the other direction, and it'll be James Hart. Passes over to Swinton, left side. Tyler's three-pointer up from the left side won't go. Rebound cleared off Yakutat. Yakutat with a 3-0 lead. Back they come down. They'll set it up. It'll be Christian Adams. Adams, top of the key. Now gives off as he goes to Joshua James. James can't shoot from the top of the key. He'll go on the right side. Now he gets it back and putting it up. As another try from three, no good. Another shot inside the lane up, and that one misses, and the rebound's cleared off by Swinton for Haynes. Swinton will give it off to Hart. Then they come around, and it'll be Kirby Faverty, and Haynes misses it, another try, and turns it over. Back we go, Yakutat direction. It'll be Christian Adams. Oh, no, they're stolen again by Haynes. Down on the fast break, trying to put it up, Kirby Faverty. And his shot misses, but he'll be fouled. Down there also trying to get the missed shot was Caicedo Franks. And there'll be a foul, and that's going to go against number 8 for Yakutat. That's Robert Sensmeyer. So Sensmeyer sends number 21 Caicedo Franks to the free throw line, and Franks gets his first shot. He'll be up and shoot his second. That's the first score for Haynes, and the second one misses, and the score is 3-1. Yakutat with their 2-point lead gets the rebound off the missed free throw. Outlet pass goes in to Christian Adams. Adams will bring it across on the right hand dribble, passes over on the far side. They work it down in the corner. Yakutat looking for, oh, and they found it underneath. It's coming in was Christian Adams, and a nice pass to him, and he gets two now. So it's now a 5-1, 4-point ball game. In for Yakutat. If I can get there, this game started out so fast, and we go missed shot on the right side for Haynes, but it's picked up in the far corner by Faverty. Put it back out. Kyle Fossman tries his first three-pointer from the right side. That'll miss. Ball's out of bounds, and they're going to say it came off of Haynes. So Yakutat, with a 4-point lead, will bring it down court. Again, setting up the play is Christian Adams. Adams works left. Now he passes over, gives off to Arthur Adams, and Arthur gets his second three. Might have traveled because it's not on the scoreboard. So the score remains 5-1, and here comes Haynes. Working it in to Tyler Swinton on the right baseline. He does a nice little move and goes right, left, and fakes him out and puts it up in and good in a 5-3 two-point game, and he's fouled. And that foul goes against number 42, and that's Kalen Klushkin. Klushkin picks up the first foul, and Tyler Swinton goes to the line, up in, and that one will rim around, and it'll finally drop in. So Swinton gets three on a two and a free throw, and it's 5-4, a one-point game now. And I'm taking away that three that was made by Adams. He traveled with it, so now we go back Yakutat direction. They've got a one-point lead. And a long three this time is we're going to see a lot of three-point shooting. That one put up by number 42, Kluskin. His shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Kyle Fossman for Haynes. Haynes moving left to right here. They'll bring it down. And they go off to Caicedo Franks, who gives off to Tyler Swinton. Swinton puts it up on the right side for three. And it's now 7-5 as Haynes take their first two-point lead. Up by two over Yakutat, who has the ball down on the left side of the gym out towards Glacier Highway. And they give it off to Arthur Adams. Adams made a three, made another three, but traveled, didn't count. Now they come down, work it in, little layup left side. That one up by Joshua James. His shot misses. Rebound cleared off Haynes. Bringing it down will be Franks. Franks on the left-hand side works it in to James Hart. Back to Franks. Franks thought about shooting from the left, won't. Back to Hart. Now they circle around. Fossman, bounce pass in the corner, gives it inside to Swinton, up, and that's good. And Swinton now has 8 points. 8 of the 9 for Haynes. They lead by 4, 9-5 over Yakutat. Coming down the other direction, setting up to play again will be Christian Adams. Adams gives off to Kalen Kluskin, who comes out. He bounce passes all the baseline to Adams. Adams thinking about laying one up, can't. Instead of taking a bad shot, he pushes it back out, and they hang on to the ball. Now they set it up, and it'll be Joshua James on the left side, thinking about a three, comes inside the circle, drives the lane, can't shoot, back out, Kluskin lays it up from the right side, won't go. Kluskin shot misses, and Kyle Fossman will bring it down on the near side for Haynes. He gets a screen from Kirby Falvey, then back out, and a first attempt three-point shot up by Kirby Fogarty. His shot missed, and Adams brings it down for Yakutat. They tried to work it in. That was going to be a pass intended for Yakutat to Arthur Adams, driving the left side of the lane. It comes off of Haynes, goes out of bounds. Yakutat will bring it in under their own bucket. They've got a 9-5 four-point lead down to 4 minutes in the first quarter. Lob pass way out for Yakutat as they inbound it under their own bucket. That goes over to Kluskin. Long three, top of the ring, circles around and won't go. Top of the three-point circle. And Kyle Fossman, after the missed shot, will bring it down for Haynes. He's going to try a three from up there. And, oh, that one won't go either. Those were identical shots opposite ends of the gym. Outlet pass for Yakutat goes to Adams as he sets up the play for Yakutat. Now back out as they give off to George Vail. George handles the ball for the first time. Also in is Billy Brown as we have substitutes for Yakutat. Vail to Brown. Now back out. Kluskin on the left side. Puts it up from 8. Won't go. Rebound. Oh, cleared off by Haynes. They're going to say Fossman. I think they're going to say he had a foot out of bounds. Yep, that's going to turn it back over to Yakutat. Ball inbounded for Yakutat. Nope, they're going to try a long three as the inbounds pass went to Billy Brown. He decided finally to shoot it over in the right corner. Shot misses, rebound cleared off by Haynes, and they'll bring it down. And in for Haynes now is Eric Brulette. We were calling him Gilliam yesterday, but he took his mother's name, so Brulette passes off and shot up for Haynes. Misses, rebound cleared off. Yakutat down top of the key. Adams will set up the play. Now he goes left, drives right, can't shoot in the paint, back out. Long three, right side, nothing but net. And for Yakutat, that's going to be Joshua James to get in the scorebook, and it's 9-8 as they bring the stretch back in within one. Now we'll go with Haynes with a one-point lead, a Hart. Kyle Fossman, he's going to shoot a three. That's up and good. He knew that was coming, and so now it's 12-8, a four-point lead back as Haynes hangs on to the lead. Back we go the other direction as Yakutat will bring it in backcourt. They go into Adams. Adams back over to Kluskin. Down on the three-pointer left side from the baseline. That was a quick pass and a quick shot as George Vail gets in the ball game, and it's 12-11, and now we go the other direction, and a layup by Swinton for two, and it's 13-14-11. Back the other direction is Adams for Yakutat on the right-hand dribble, top of the key. Passes over, right side. Coming out to defend for Haynes is Franks. Caicedo Franks follows the ball in. Shot up from the right side, no good by number 15, Vail. Oh, and we go down a fast break and an easy two for Haynes as they got the rebound and pass it down, and Kirby Faverty gets in for two, and it's 16-11. Haynes hangs on to a five-point lead. We were down to one a minute ago. Here we go the other direction as Adams will set it up for Yakutat. Comes over, gives off to Billy Brown. Brown on the give and go down the lane, and we'll have a whistle and a foul as it was Joshua James to drive the paint, and he gets fouled on the attempt. And the whistle and foul goes against Tyler Swinton, who was right there, and that'll be Tyler's first foul. So that's first foul for Haynes. Yakutat has three. At the line is Joshua James. Up, in, and good. He had a three-pointer. Now he's got four with the free throw, and he'll try for the second. And it's 16-12, and Yakutat's back within four. Coming back in for Yakutat's Vail. And the next shot up, and that one's in and good. And so Joshua James gets a couple, and it's 16-13. Back we go the other direction. It's Fossman for Haynes, going left to right. We'll work it in. They get it to Tyler Swinton, little fadeaway jumper. In the paint as he made a nice turn, and Swinton gets another two. So it's now 18-13. They're back with a five-point lead. Back we go the other direction as we near the one-minute mark, and Yakutat will work it around. They're going to give it off to Vail. Vail on the right side comes back out to Kluskin. Kluskin back to Vail on the top of the key. Back on the near side. They go off to Joshua James. Back on top of the key. Three up. Up for three. No good. Rebound Fossman. Fossman brings it down for Haynes on the right side. Kyle holds up. Stops at the three. Puts it up. That one rattles around. Won't go in. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. Christian Adam. Down to 45 seconds. 5-point spread. 18 for Yakutat. 18 for Haynes and 13 for Yakutat. Yakutat almost left it, but lost it, but Vail picks it up. They're going to try and set up as Kluskin. Kluskin goes over to Adams. Adams, oh, and coming in and from the left side to the lane is Kluskin. He puts it up, a little fadeaway jumper from 12, won't go. He gets the rebound finally after a loose ball over on the left side. He'll move it back out, long three, put up. That one missed by George Vail. Back we go as we're down to 12 seconds. Bossman has the ball for Haynes. They've got an 18-13 lead. He'll work it into Swinton. Swinton loses his handle. Picked up by Yakutat. Joshua James comes down across the timeline. He's going to drive all the way. Layup left side right at the buzzer. And he might have been fouled. Let's see if they're going to call it. I don't think they will. So there's the buzzer to end the first quarter. It's 18 for Haynes and 13 for Yakutat. We'll be back in 1 minute with quarter number two of this fast-paced basketball game.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Back in action is Yakutat. Will it get the inbounds pass to start the second quarter? They go into Kluskin. Kluskin passes inside. They give off to Vail. Vail back over the far corner. That'll be a Billy Brown. Shot put up, no good. Rebound cleared off Haynes. They come down. Shots up, won't go. And Swinton underneath there is that one was put up by Fossman. Then went over to Spranks, and then another missed shot, and Tyler Swinton, he He puts it up, tips it in for two, and it's 20-13 as he gives his team the 7-point lead back. And he's the high point man as he gets his first two of the second quarter. Back we go the other way, and Klushkin's going to get the ball in for Yakutat. He gets a double team, tries to put it up. I think they're going to end up. Oops, we have a. No foul. They're just going to say travel with it as he got tied up and double teamed. So that turns it over, and it'll be Franks to bring it down for Haynes. Caicedo Franks passes over to Kyle Fossman, right hand high post. Kyle's not going to shoot. He'll get over the right side, is in the game now, number 33, Brulette again. He was in earlier. Eric's shot misses. Rebound the other direction, a reverse layup on the fast break. That one was attempted by Christian Adams, who missed the shot for Yakutat. Back we go the other direction, and Brulette puts one up on a fadeaway jumper. His shot will miss at 8 feet from the left side, and the rebound's cleared off by Joshua James, who gives it off to Christian Adams. Adams down for Yakutat, passes over on the right side, and trying to put up a long three is number 8 in the game now, and that is Albert Sensmeyer, and Sensmeyer's shot misses. Back we go Haynes' direction, intended pass in the left corner for Tyler Swinton, misses out of bounds off of Swinton. Ball turnover to Yakutat. They come back in, down to 6 minutes in quarter number two. It'll be James to set up the play for Yakutat. Back to Klushkin. Now to Sensmeyer. Back out. Long three, left side, right by Arthur Adams, NBA three. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. And it'll be Kyle Fossman to bring it down court. Haynes up by 7, 20-13. They're going left to right here in the second game of this fourth day of gold medal basketball. These are games number 21 and 22 out of 42. And we've got a timeout on the floor, a break in the action. It's 20 for Haynes, 13 for Yakutat. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just wanted to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Clasby bringing you the play-by-play for this Wednesday morning. And I think we actually moved into the afternoon as Tyler Swinton gets the ball in for Haynes. And then he tries to bring it out. He was going to Kyle Fossman. Swinton was down in the left-hand corner of the baseline. Fossman was out here on the right-hand high post, way out past the circle, and Swinton overthrew him, even at that distance. So that's a turnover, and Yakutat will bring it down, and it'll be set up by Christian Adams, and then he goes over to James. James, at the top of the key, works it down, a turnaround jumper in the paint as they pass off to Arthur Adams, and Adams gets his first two of the second quarter and his 5th point in the game, and it's 20 to 15, Yakutat gets back within 5. Then we come down, and the Haynes boys pass it over to Tyler Swinton again on the left-hand side baseline. He turns around from 8, fadeaway jumper. It's up, in, and good for 2. And it's 22-15 as they're back up with a 7-point lead. And James will set it up for Yakutat up at the other end of the court. Then he gives it out to Arthur Adams. Adams over on the left side. Nice 3 by Christian Adams in. And Christian gets his 5th point with that 3, and it's a 22-18. 4-point ball game. Back we go. Franks on the left side to Fossman for Haynes. Long pass all the way over from left to right. That one's up at Kirby Poverty. We'll put it up and in for 3, and it's 25-18, just like that. Coming the other way is Yakutat, thinking about how they're going to get back in this one. Christian Adams. Adams goes off and gives off to Arthur Adams. And working it down underneath, Fossman ends up on the ground out of bounds for Haynes. And the ball probably came off of him. So it'll be Yakutat's ball under their own bucket. As 42 goes to sit down, and that was Klushkin for Yakutat. 25-18, Haynes with the lead. Outlet pass for Yakutat at their end of the court. They're going to work it around, and Joshua James will have it on the near side. Going to bounce pass in. Gives off to Arthur Adams. Adams comes out, and nice shot by Sensmeyer as Robert gets a three. And it makes it 25-21. He brings his team back within four. Now we'll go down to Fosslin to Swinton. Left side for Hayes. Long pass over on the near side. Now right-hand high post. And they give it off, and a nice drive in the lane. A great play. As Haynes got the ball into Caicedo Franks, and he gets his first field goal. It's 27-21. They're back with a six-point lead. We're down to 5 minutes and a bit with the second quarter halfway through. Nice pass. Sensmeyer works it out for Yakadat into Billy Brown back in. Brown's fadeaway jumper on the left side misses. Swinton going after the loose ball. He had a handle on it and lost it away. You can hear the Yakadat crowd as it came off of Swinton, and Yakutat will retain possession. Inbounds pass comes in to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer passes over on the far side. Gives it over to Arthur Adams. Back to Sensmeyer left side. Now they're going to work it. Adams drives the lane. Little jumper up in and good. And Arthur Adams gets his fourth point of the second quarter. And it's now 27-23. They can't break that four-point spread, however. Back we come down the other way, and it will be Haynes' ball. Oh, and driving the lane and putting that up is James Hart. Hart gets his first two, 29-23, still up by six. Then we come down as we near the four-minute mark, and Yakutat move it down, and they go with Arthur Adams, right side. Drives it in on the give and go. That was intended for Christian Adams. Adams puts it up twice, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. Haynes will come down, and it will be Franks. Franks will set up the play. Then he passes over to the left side, Kluskin. He loses it away. Franks tries to recover it, but Sensmeyer hangs on to it, and Yakutat has possession. And we've got timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second break. We'll take one right here as well. It's Haynes 29 and Yakutat 23 in B competition at gold medal basketball. We'll be back in a half a minute.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, and Yakutat will have the inbound pass as we come back from the timeout. Joshua James will inbound to Christian Adams. Adams, top of the key on the right-hand dribble for Yakutat. Passes over on the far side as he gives off to James. Now back out. They're going to work it off to number three, Billy Brown. Back. Oh, and a steal by Haynes up in. And there's our first slam that I remember of. And that's number 44, Kirby Poverty, to put it in for two. He's got 5 points in the quarter. It's 31-23. Now an eight-point lead for Haynes. And I think that's the first time we've been to eight. I know we were at seven. Back the other way we go, and trying to do some fancy footwork on the right side is Billy Brown, but he gets the ball knocked away and loses it out of bounds, and it'll be Haynes to bring it in. He went out of bounds. The ball didn't. Haynes brings it down. Swinton with a nice pass. He gives off to number 43. That's James Hart to get his fourth point of the second quarter. And it's 33-23. Now we have the biggest lead of the ball game with Haynes up by 10. As we come down now and go over, it'll be Billy Brown. He just came back in his second time in on the hardwood. And he for Yakutat will pass it over on the far side. Yakutat looking to bounce pass inside. They go to James. Joshua turns around, jumper up in, and that's good for two. And it's 33-25, back within eight. Haynes with the lead, and Fossman will bring it down on the right-hand dribble. No, that's Frank. Sorry, got it from Fossman. Fossman now comes top of the key. Frank's to the right. Fossman goes inside. Frank's will pass to Swinton, who comes out from underneath. Back into Kluskin. Now a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Got some substitution coming in for Yakutat's number 24, Cody Jensen. Jensen will see his first play now as Billy Brown goes out. Whistle, and that foul's against number 7 for Haynes. I'm sorry. Yeah, number 7. Wait a minute. Well, the foul was against Christian Adam. Haynes retains possession. Sorry, I got my teams backwards. Bossman with the ball left side for Haynes. Works it down underneath Tyler Swinton. He can't get a baseline shot off. Tries to bounce pass it out to Kweshkin, but it's knocked away by Yakutat. So Haynes will retain possession under their own bucket. And Fossman comes from top of the key to go down and inbound it underneath the bucket. As we're down to 2 minutes and something in the on the scoreboard, 3 minutes, 33-25. Oh, easy pass. Oh, and he missed it. Now I think he's going to be fouled. Everybody went left. James Hart went right. He got the inbounds pass, and then he misses the shot. But he did get fouled, and that's going to go against number 24, Cody Jensen, who just came in the game. So Cody gets in the scorebook, but not like he wanted to. And putting up the shot from the free throw land will be James Hart, and his first one misses. He'll set for his second. 33-25, 8-point lead, and now 9 by Haynes. As that one's good by Hart. He goes 1 for 2, and he has 5 points. We go down to the 2-minute and 33-second mark. And it'll be Yakutat ball. They come over and give it off to Arthur Adams back in. Work it inside, and I don't know what that was all about. George Vail shoots it up, goes straight up in the air. Somebody must have got a finger on it. Oh, it was actually, it was Arthur Adams. But they're going to bring it in. So that foul went against Franks. So that's his first one. Back we go, Yakutat with the ball. Nearing the 2-minute mark. With the ball, Kweshkin. Long three, right side. Won't go, cleared off by Kalen. With the ball, Fossman near side. Back to Swinton, who's come out on top of the key. Swinton holds up. Now over to James Hart. Hart on the right side. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Yakutat. Under 2 minutes to go. Back we go the other direction, 34-25. 9-point lead for Haynes. Yakutat sets things up. Move it around, and it's going to be Kweshkin. Back over now. He goes top of the key. They give up to Arthur Adams. Adams on the right-hand dribble. Now back out to number 15, George Vail, top of the key. He'll come on the left side over to Cody Jensen, who just came in. Cody Jensen feeds it inside. Now back out of the lane. It is going to be Arthur Adams. And whistle and a foul. Now it's going to be Haynes' ball. Now it's going to be Yakutat's ball. One official signals one way, the other. Now we're having a discussion. The third official getting in here. I think he's the one that made the override call. So Yakutat retains possession. Inbounds pass for Yakutat. Works out to Kweshkin. Top of the key. He tries to drive around Tyler Swinton. Swinton pulls his hand up. He's going to say, yep, I did that. And that's the second foul on Tyler. So Yakutat will inbound it again as it'll be brought in by Christian Adams. Adams in to Kweshkin. He drives straight away to the lane. Puts it up a fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound cleared off by number 44, Kirby Fogarty. Fogarty over to... Nice shot by Kyle Fossman. He passed over to Fossman and takes a three, and that's his second three. He's got a pair of threes, a pair of twos for 10. 37-25. 8-point lead now by Haynes. They stretch it back. They've led by 10. Back we go the other direction, and Kale Kweshkin. Back out as he goes top of the key, Albert Adams. Adams gives off to George Vail. Vail will work it around. Looks right now, passes right. Coming out to get that is Adams. Adams gets a screen and hands it off to Kweshkin. Kweshkin comes in, gets in the paint, tries to get around Swinton, and he actually does. He tries a nice little underhand shovel pass up against the glass, but it won't quite drop. Then after several other attempts to control the ball, a long three as coming down for Haynes is going to be Kirby Fogarty. He gets his third three as we near the buzzer, and there it is, and that makes the score 40-25. at the end of the half in favor of Haynes. So a pretty good little scrapping out there. But all of a sudden, Haynes, who was up by 10 and then down within two, or to two only, and comes back, and they close out the half with a 15-point lead. And we'll take a break in the action and come back in 90 seconds with your halftime recap.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Juneau Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juneau Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself. What's your favorite sidekick?
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Quick recap here for Haynes, who leads this one at halftime, 40-25 over Yakutat. 16 points go to Tyler Swinton, 3 points to Kyle Fossman, 3 points to Kai Sato Franks. Chevy Fowler was not in. James Hart picked up 5 on a pair of twos and a free throw. And 13 points go to Kirby Faverty. Looking at individual scoring for Yakutat, Joshua James has a total of 7. Billy Brown was in, no score. 5 points to Christian Adams. 3 points to Robert Sensmeyer. 7 points to Arthur Adams. 3 points for George Vale. And that is it, as Cody Jensen was scoreless, as was Kalen Kluskin. We're going to take a 2-minute break here at halftime. We'll come back with third quarter action. B competition, gold medal basketball coming your way from the George Houston Gym. Back in 2 minutes.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
And perfect timing as our buzzer goes off to start the third quarter of play. And Bob, is this loser out? This bracket, you check that out for me. I think it is. So we've got boys action, men's action, class B bracket here in gold medal. As Haynes is going against Yakutat. Bob Sims just joined us. He'll be bringing you the next game. And, yes, it is. So, loser out on this one as in Haynes and Yakutat. And Haynes leads this one 40-25 at halftime. Back in action. And it'll be Yakutat now going left to right at the gym as they switch directions. And the first shot up for Yakutat, a long three from the left side by Sensmeyer. Shot misses, rebound cleared off by Haynes. Haynes has a 15-point lead. They've got Hart down on the left-hand baseline with the ball. He comes out, gives off to Franks. Franks on the right-hand dribble goes top of the key. Now he'll work it in to Tyler Swinton. Left side of the baseline, or of the lane. And back out is Klushkin. Kalen Klushkin gets his first, I'm sorry, that's Kirby Faverty. I'd get my 44s backwards. And Faverty gets three for Haynes. And it's now 43-25. So a first three of the third quarter. Start off scoring. Another three on Yakutat's end is going to end up air ball, as that one was put up by Kalen Klushkin for Yakutat. Inbounds pass for Haynes now. Goes into Franks. Franks will set it up, passes it over to the right, gives off to Kyle Fossman. Fossman thought about three, but won't. He'll pass it off, gives it to Tyler Swinton. Tyler had 16 points in the first half of play, and he jumps up a little 12-foot field goal attempt, and it won't go. Rebound comes back down, and they fire it down on the end of Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer's going to just put that one to bed as he nails a three from the right side, and it's 43-28 now. Third quarter action, early minutes. Kyle Fossman for Haynes with the ball back over. As he gives off to Kirby Faverty. Faverty to Sato. Now to James Hart. James Hart inside the circle. Right side puts it up. Fadeaway jumper. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by Joshua James for Yakutat as they come down going left to right. Yakutat now gives it off to Christian Adams. Adams will fake left and passes right. And we have a charge or what? A turnover. Maybe a travel. I don't see anybody. Nope, there's just a turnover. So it'll be Haynes in backcourt, as they have a 43-28 lead. Outlet pass comes in from Faverty to Franks. Franks brings it down. James Hart goes left, gets the pass from Franks. Franks goes back on the right side. He gets the ball. He puts it up a long three. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. They're down 43-28 right now. They need to take some time, get some things set up, try and put in a couple buckets. 42, Kalen Klushkin passes over the left side. Sensmeyer tries another three from the left. He just had one from the right. Little scoop underhand attempt on the conversion. Kalen's shot misses and rebounds cleared off. Faverty, he'll go all the way down for Haynes. Shots up no good. Rebound cleared off in the paint by Franks. Back over on the left side to Kyle Fossman. Shot misses and cleared off by Yakutat. Yakutat brings it down the near side. Sensmeyer in the right-hand corner. Back out. They go off to Christian Adams. Adams holds the ball right side. Now he's sending Klushkin along the right baseline from right to left. Can't work it over in that corner, so they bring it back out. Now they go underneath to Arthur Adams back in. Adams can't get a shot. Oh, and they work it around on the left side and then coming straight in from outside that circle and laying it up and in. Nice move by Kalen Klushkin as he was paying attention to the opening in the lane. He cuts the lead, but it's still Haynes 43-30. 13-point lead. Back we go the other way, and now it'll be back to a 45-30 lead as 2 points are put up for Haynes by number 44. And that is Poverty to get two. Back we go with Yakutat setting up the play on the left side, Joshua James. James to Klushkin. Klushkin's going to drive the lane, shoots over the top of Tyler Swinton. Swinton had a little height advantage, got a finger on it, shot misses, and Swinton comes up with a rebound. He'll give it over to Franks. Franks will bring it down and set it up for Haynes. Now to Swinton. Long three, left side, up and off the rim. Short. Sensmeyer gets the rebound for Yakutat. Sensmeyer passes it off. They come down. Oh, wide open underneath, and the easy two goes to Joshua James. He gets his ninth point of the ball game, first two of the second half, and it's 45-32. Back we go other direction for Haynes. Boys in white, actually gray with green letters. Work it down on the paint. Swinton with an easy turnaround. Shoots up over the top of one of the Yakutat players. Go whistle and a foul. I think that's going to go against Klushkin as Swinton gets its first two of the second half. And that is, well, they've got the foul against him on the board, but it's not. Yep, now it does go against Kalen. That's his second foul. Swinton puts up from the free throw line, and that one's good, and he gets a three-point play. And it's 48-32, a 16-point lead for Yakutat. Bringing it down court, setting it up. The play on the right side is Adams, Christian Adams. You also have Robert Adams in there. Klushkin sets a screen. Sensmeyer gets the ball, runs around the screen, drives down the right side of the lane, and puts it up. And Sensmeyer gets his fifth point of the third quarter and makes it a 48-34 game. Back, Haynes goes with the lead and with the ball, and Tyler Swinton gets double-teamed. Sensmeyer on one side. On the other side is Klushkin. And they're going to give the whistle and the foul to Kalen. That'll be his third. It's going to be Kyle Fossman to inbound it for Haynes under their own bucket. And up and in is coming from outside. Is number 33 back in the game. That's Eric Brulette. Brulette gets his first score of the game. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. And it's going to be a 60 back in 1 minute. Your score, Haynes 50, Yakutat 34 in B competition at the George Houston Gym.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Back in action with a 50-34 Haynes lead as Yakutat brings the ball in. They shoot it up on the left side. Shot by Klushkin, misses. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. He'll bring it down. Franks has the ball for Haynes as they have the big lead. And he passes it off to 44 Kirby Poverty, who puts it up. That one's good, and it's a 53-34 score just like that. Almost a 20-point spread as we're halfway through the third quarter, down under 5 minutes. Back we go Yakutat direction, and at the top of the
play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cooch Nwoo Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride, all while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cooch Nwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cooch Nwoo Inc., we're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
It's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Office Depot Office Max has everything you need to succeed and accomplish even more in 2024. Refresh your space with our huge selection of desks, chairs, calendars, and planners, plus the latest PCs and printers to keep you productive. Restock your shelves with all the paper, ink, folders, binders, storage, and tax tools you could ever need. Or give your business a reset with eye-catching custom signs, banners, menus, business cards, and more. Save now at the Office Depot or Office Max stores in Anchorage, Fairbanks, or Juneau, or 24/7 at officedepot.com.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome back. As we, of course, we have a break. We take a timeout. That's the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a one-minute break and come back with fourth quarter action, even though we just dropped the call a minute ago. It's 56-41 in favor of Haynes at the end of three. And let's make it a 30-second break, Mike Lane, back at Radio.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, welcome back. First quarter score, Haynes 18, Yakutat 13. Then we come to halftime, and Haynes has stretched the lead to 15. The score at half break was 40-25. End of the third quarter now, it's 56-41, still up by 15. We come back in action for the fourth quarter. It'll be Haynes ball in at midcourt, far side. Outlet pass goes into Franks, now to Brulette. Brulette down to Swinton on the left side. Swinton back out top of the key to Brulette. Brulette drives around right side, gets shut off by Yakutat. Bring it back over Klushkin, left side. Back out top of the key to Franks. Franks to Brulette. Underneath, Swinton back out. Klushkin from three, top of the key. That's up and that's good. That's Faverty with that. I keep calling Faverty and Klushkin backwards. They're on opposite team. 59-41. 18-point lead. Back we go, Yakutat direction. Long three. That one's up by Klushkin and misses on the left side. And all alone down there, Swinton. Now he's double-teamed. Puts a layup. He's going to be fouled. So Tyler Swinton, who got the pass, and then closing in on him very quickly, two Yakutat defenders. And a whistle and a foul, and that's foul number five against Klushkin. And he gets his fifth, foul number five on number 42, and Swinton shoots up a free throw. Swinton went quiet the third quarter. He was actually passing the ball around. He had 16 points in the first half. First shot's up and misses from the free throw line for Tyler. 59-41, 18-point lead. Haynes in loser-out competition will continue on in this one, as Swinton actually misses two. Yakutat will bring it in backcourt. Bringing it down to set up the play is going to be Christian Adams. Adams over to Joshua James. Back out now. Back in is Billy Brown. Brown for Yakutat. He's going to drive the lane. And Swinton there to check him. I think Swinton thought he was going to get the whistle, and he didn't. As he had a good hand on the leather. And a nice check. Ball goes out of bounds. Came off of Billy Brown. And so Haynes will get the ball back, and it'll be Kyle Fossman to set it up. They turn around. Fadeaway jumper for Faverty. That one's up and good, and he's got 5 points now in the fourth quarter. And it's a 20-point lead for Haynes in the loser-out B competition at gold medal. And Yakutat will continue to go as they move it over on the left side, trying to get something going. But they got a long ways to go in this one, especially when they miss threes like that. Fortunately, it was picked up by Billy Brown, but he can't get a shot underneath. Now he'll pass it out, left side. As he passes inside, then goes back out, and he gets the ball, and he shoots a three from the left side at 61-44. Back we go, Haynes' direction. Fossman will go to Faverty. Faverty, left-hand corner. Right-hand corner, sorry. Up and in for a three-point, up for a three-point attempt. Shot misses. Coming back down, it'll be Christian Adams as Yakutat got the rebound after the missed three-pointer. Now we have a foul, and I think maybe Fossman might have got a whistle. Coming back in is going to be number 43, James Hart, for Haynes. And, yeah, that is going to be Fossman to get his third foul. So Yakutat with the ball, sends Meyer back in, passes down left-hand baseline. Little two-pointer from 12 feet out on the left-side baseline, and we'll give those 2 points to number 15, George Vail, in, and he gets his second bucket of the ball game. He had a three-pointer in the first quarter. Now this one, Fossman finally connects. Right side up for three. And I told you earlier, Kyle has gone very quiet here. He's been just passing the ball around, but he takes that shot. So he had a three in the first quarter and a three now. That gives him six. That makes it a 64-46, 18-point lead. Back we go the other way. And getting the feed on the left side is Joshua James. He'll get two on a layup from the left, and that's 64-46. And we've got a timeout on the floor, breaking the action. Or maybe not. No. Sorry. Sorry about the delay there. Okay, it's going to be Haynes ball in backcourt. I'm not sure what transpired all that. The officials are down in front of me, and one was pointing one way, one was pointing the other. So it's Haynes ball in backcourt. Now we come down, and James Hart gets nailed down here. I think he just got caught off balance, might have got a little bit of wind knocked out of him. He ended up on the floor actually in front of the Haynes bench, so he's taking a second to get his breath back. Officials are having a chat at midcourt. Now we'll get a signal over to the bench and see what exactly is going to be the call. The last call was a foul against Kyle Fossman, foul number three. That's still up on the board. So apparently there's not going to be a foul in that collision that we actually missed. We were watching the ball. It was away from the ball. Haynes will retain possession. The inbounds pass will come in to 21 Kyle Sato Franks. Kai Sato Franks with pass off to Faverty. Faverty. Now to number 35 back in, and that's Chevy Fowler. Fowler to Faverty, to Swinton, to Chevy Fowler, back to Swinton. Three-pointer up, right side, won't go. Easy conversion underneath is getting the rebound and taking a little head fake and picking up a two-point easy shot is number 44, Kirby Faverty, and 66-48 now. And now we do have a break in the action, and it's a 30. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 6 minutes left to go in this one. Haynes 66, Yakutat 48.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, Yakutat will come in after the timeout. They're going to go to Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer will shoot up a long three from the left side. Skips off the rim, rebound cleared off on the missed shot by Haynes, and they'll come down, and it'll be Fowler to set up the play on top of the key. Over to Fogarty. Now back over to Franks. Now to Tyler Swinton, who came out from underneath. And they'll feed it down the right side of the lane, and Chevy Fowler will try and lay one up. Shot misses, and he will go to the free throw line as that foul will go against Yakutat. That'll be foul number two on number seven, Christian Adams. Number 35, Chevy Fowler, has not scored yet. That one's up in, and now he has the minute I said it, and he gets a free throw. So it's now 67-48, 19-point lead for Haynes. And he puts the second one up in and good, and he's got a very nice touch at the free throw line. 68-48, Haynes back with a 20-point lead, which they had a couple times earlier. Coming back Yakutat direction, it'd be Klushkin down on the left side to set up the play. Loses handle on the ball, travels with it, out of bounds, and it'll be inbounded for Haynes. Coming in to Franks. Caicedo Franks on the right-hand dribble comes to the timeline. He's going to be met there by Kalen Klushkin. Now they work it in to Tyler Swinton. Swinton on the give and go as Kirby Fogarty drives the lane, but he gets the shot blocked, or he got fouled, or both. And looks like, yep, he will go to the line, and he'll shoot two. And that will be a foul number three on number seven, Christian Adams, who just got his second foul a moment ago. First shot up in the free throw, way weak on the off the rim on the right side by Fogarty, so he's 0 for 1 on this trip. He's certainly contributing in the scoring department, and there's another one. We'll let him have that missed call. Missed shot, 1 for 2, and it's 69-48. He might have stepped on the line because they didn't put the score up on the board. It should have been a 20-point spread. Back we go with Yakutat. Shots up on the left side by Christian Adams. His shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. They work it down. And all alone down there is Fowler. Puts one up. Hangs on the rim. Won't go as he has the easy bunny. Next way we go is Yakutat. And Sensmeyer puts one up to the right side. His shot will miss. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. Coming down. It'll be Fogarty to set it up as he goes to the right. Now hook pass back out top of the key to Chevy Fowler. Fowler back over to Fogarty, right side. Now coming out is 21, and that's Kato Franks. Caicedo Franks. And they finally work it down on the baseline. Give it off to number 35, Chevy Fowler, who gets his first field goal of the game. He's got four here in this fourth quarter, 71-48. 23-point lead as we go the other direction, and a missed shot by Joshua James for Yakutat. Haynes with the rebound after the missed shot. They'll bring it down, go over. Now coming out from underneath is Eric Brulette. Brulette back in the game. Swinton gets the ball left-hand high post. Turnaround jumper, no good. Brulette almost gets the rebound but can't hang on to it. Goes over to Yakutat. Yakutat will bring it down. They're going to go to Sensmeyer, right-hand corner, drives the baseline, reverse layup, up and good. Roberts made a very nice play, and he gets his first 2 points of the fourth quarter, and it's 71-50. 21-point lead for Haynes. Haynes has the ball. They go down, bounce pass inside to Swinton. Swinton back out to Chevy Fowler, top of the key to Fogarty. Fogarty now over to Chevy Fowler. Fowler left-hand high post, won't shoot, passes over to Caicedo Franks on the right side. Back over, coming out from underneath is Eric Brulette. Back to Swinton. As they're just eating up the clock now, we're down to, what are we at, 3 minutes and a bit. In the fourth quarter, this is loser out competition as Swinton. Whoops, I think the official waved it off. 71-50 is the score at the shot.
3:33 to go, Mike.
Okay, and I'm not sure what that, I don't know what that call was. They waved the shot off, Swinton made it. It's a foul on, I don't know. It's got 0 and 42 up on the board. I'm not sure what that is. It's going to be Haynes' ball in underneath anyway. 71-50, that bucket did not count. Inbounds fast, goes into Caicedo Franks. Okay, now they put it up, and it's going to be a foul against, that foul's against number 24, Cody Jensen, who gets a second. And then we go to the line, and it'll be Caicedo Franks. Okay, he's going to shoot after that whistle and foul. I was still trying to figure out what that last call was all about. Shots up, no good. Next one up, rims around, won't go. He misses a pair. Ball out of bounds over in front of the Yakutat bench, along with Christian Adams, who ends up on the floor in front of the Yakutat bench. And they're going to say the ball came off of Haynes. So as we near the three-minute mark, Yakutat will bring it back in. Long three, far side. That was Arthur Adams. Probably tried the longest three of the ball game, and it missed. Rebound cleared off by Haynes, 71-50. Haynes with the ball and with the 21-point lead. Back inside to Tyler Swinton. He's going to go on the left side, and we're going to have a whistle. No, we're not. Nice block by Sensmeyer as Kirby Fogarty drove the lane, put it up, and rebound cleared off by Yakutat. They come down court, but then stolen right back by Haynes, and they'll come back the other direction. And they'll go to Franks. Franks turn around, or inside to Tyler Swinton, turnaround jumper by Swinton. He puts a shot up, misses, gets his own rebound. Comes back out, left-hand high post to Fogarty. Tries a three. That one won't go. He puts his hands up in frustration. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. They'll come down, and it'll be Christian Adams on the near side. Set up play goes to Sensmeyer. Long three for Robert. Outside, left-hand high post won't go. Rebound cleared off now by Haynes. And coming down is going to be Franks. Franks on the right-hand dribble all the way across the timeline. Gets a nice screen by Swinton over on the far side. Swinton comes out top of the key to the left as Franks passes it off to him. Back to Franks. Now underneath to Fogarty. Fogarty on the baseline. Puts it up. Basket's good. But there's a whistle before the shot. So the basket will not count. I think that's the most baskets made that didn't count that I've seen in the entire tournament. It's a bit confusing for us up here. 71-50 as Yakutat gets the ball after that play, and they'll bring it down. Right-hand side, two-pointer. Oh, they call it a three. I thought he was a little short. Just Joshua James gets a three. 71-53 now. 18-point lead for Haynes as we near on, close in on the one-minute mark.
144.
It'll be Eric Brulette with the ball for Haynes. Now Brulette gives off to Chevy Fowler. Fowler over on the right side, passes back across to Fogarty. Fogarty to Brulette, back to Fowler. Fowler left side. Franks sets a screen top of the key. Fowler goes around right, passes back to Franks on the left. Now over to Brulette. Brulette at midcourt. Now out to Fogarty. They're just going to run the clock down in this last minute. And finally, Yakutat's going to have to foul, and they do. Just the minute I said it, so that'll be Cody Jensen to pick up his third. That'll stop the clock. That's a minute and 11. 71-53, Haynes with the lead in loser-out competition. Going to the free throw line, number 35, Chevy Fowler. Fowler's shot a pair in the fourth quarter, made them both, had a field goal for two. He's got 4 points, and now you can make it five as he's 3 for 3 from the stripe. 72-53, and we might have a 20-point lead here again, and we do. 73-53 as Fowler picks up a pair. Clock ticking down to 1 minute. Coming Yakutat direction now, going down on the right side. Pass is given off from Adams to Joshua James. James from the baseline puts it up at two. Nope, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Haynes. Think boys are a little tired on the Yakutat team now, and they also have that mental separation of 20 points with less than a minute to go, so there's no sense in breaking anything. So it'll be Haynes to just keep moving it around, go over to Swinton, back over to Brulette. Roulette, top of the key, passes over to Franks. Franks on the far side to Fogarty, down to 26 seconds. 73-53, that might be our final score. And he's using up more clock on good dribbling is Eric Roulette. Roulette now down in the left side to Tyler Swinton. Swinton for Haynes, back to Fogarty. We get some a round of applause. I think that's just kind of everybody's going, this is the end of the game. Let's let the clock run out, and here comes the buzzer somewhere along the road. There it, that's the most casual ending of a ball game I've ever seen. So I'm going to have a little chuckle to myself. You can chuckle, too, if you want to. 73, our final score, 73-53. Haynes over Yakutat. Yakutat out of the tournament. We're going to take a two-minute break to come back with a quick post-game recap, and then Bob Sims will be coming your way to bring you the next game. Mike Clasby up in the booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 and brought to you by all of our other sponsors, which I will go over. Oops, here they are right here. And that includes Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto and Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, and Subway. And I'll tell you the rest when we come back. Your final score, Haynes over Yakutat, 73-53.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.